Hey guys, welcome to today's Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw, and I'm thrilled you're here today. If you're new to the podcast, we do this every single weekday, Monday through Friday. It's about 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. We'd love for you to join us back here. If you've got a podcast player on one of your devices, you can subscribe to this podcast so that it's delivered automatically every day for you. But of course, you can also use the Sugar Hill Church app, which is on the iTunes App Store and then also on the Google Play Store. So feel free to download that. It's got tons of great resources, both for during the week and on the weekends. So we'd love for you to have that available. I've been guilty when I read a book just to skip the preface and the introduction and just try to dive right in. But over the years, as I've learned more about reading and how we retain information, I've learned that if you'll pause and if you'll read the introduction of a book and if you'll read the table of contents of a book, somehow that helps your brain put all the pieces together. I think a lot of people skip the introduction, but today I want us to not skip the introduction. One of the largest parts of the Old Testament is made up of the Book of Psalms, and the Book of Psalms has an introduction, and it's Psalm chapter 1. This is what it says: "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." I love how this psalm begins and this book of the Bible ends with this one little word, blessed. Nowhere in Scripture does it tell us that God blesses programs or promotions or buildings, but it does teach that God blesses people. A great example of this is in the book of Genesis, that God blessed Abraham. And he says to Abraham, "I'm blessing you to be a blessing to others." I think that God blesses us so that we might bless others. In verse 2, he says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord." What you delight in is what will direct your life. And so it's very important for us to spend time and be careful about what we enjoy. The blessed person delights so much in God's word that he actually meditates on it during the day. Meditation is to our soul what digestion is to our body. It's the way that we break down a verse and we make it part of our life. He says in verse 3, he's like a tree. The blessed person is like a tree. Now, a tree has roots. The most important part of our lives is our root system. Don't be like the ungodly who are like the chaff in verse 4. Chaff doesn't have roots. Is blown away by every wind that comes along. Your root system is important because it determines your nourishment. It determines your stability. It determines your strength. And you need those things when the storms come along and the wind starts to blow. Now, most people neglect their root system. It's true. Why? Because people can't see your root system. But God can. I think praying and meditating on the Word of God causes our roots to go down deep into His love. Go into today knowing that God delights in blessing his children, but prepare yourself for his blessing. The way that you do that is by taking the resources he's given us and applying it to our lives. Delight in his word. Feed on it. Don't just occasionally read on it. Meditate on it. Make it the source of spiritual nourishment in your life, and I believe God will bless you with strength and stability. If you need a game plan on how to do that, there are two websites out there that we'd love to encourage you to check out. One is called shereadstruth.com, shereadstruth.com, and then the companion site is hereadstruth.com. Both of those sites have great daily readings, and they also have incredible apps that you can download to your device with great questions on how to apply it to your life. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.